Hello world and welcome to the first episode of the Geeks from the Trap podcast. Geeks from the Trap is my series where we talk about hip-hop, comics, tech, fashion, movies, games, TVs, models, and cosplayers. You know, we had the Instagram up and running for a while. My blog is technically the hosting spot for it, you know, callmill.com. But when you get to the entertainment point, you will see this menu that says Geeks from the Trap, where we just talk about geek and street culture. That's basically what we talk about on this site. And today's episode, I wanted to talk about Lovecraft Country. Lovecraft Country is an American drama horror television series developed by Misha Green based on a 2016 novel of the same name by Matt Ruff. And it's crazy because when I first heard about this, I was like, who is Matt Ruff? Where is this guy from? And then I found out he's from Queens, New York, and they're like, oh, please be black, please be black, please be black. He wasn't black. He wasn't black at all. But, you know, I'm digging the story, so I'm going to look past that right now. But, the series is produced by Monkey Paw Production, which is from Jordan Peele, the guy who brought us Get Out and Us, and, you know, the reboot of The Twilight Zone, and shows like Hunters. It's also produced by Bad Robot. Bad Robot is from J.J. Abrams, you know, who's done shows like Lost and Alias, and done films like Mission Impossible 3, and I think he produced 4 or 5, 6, and up to one that's coming up. And, of course, Warner Brothers Television. But, the story is about a young black man who traveled across segregated 1950s United States in search of his missing fathers, learning of dark secrets plaguing a town on which famous horror H.P. Lovecraft supposedly based the location of his many fictional tales. You know, so, you know, through the series and the book, you know, we follow Atticus Freeman as he joined up with his friend Lydia and Uncle George, and they embarked the road trip again across 1950s Jim Crow America. And, you know, The whole show is about them struggling to survive and overcome both racist terrors of white America and the terrifying monsters that are pretty much ripped from the Lovecraft paperback novels. Now, if you've never read H.P. Lovecraft, Howard Philip Lovecraft work, you know, he was a writer of weird fiction, you know, horror fiction, you know. I've learned of him from South Park, where they talk about the Cthulhu monster mythos. You know, Cthulhu, you know, it is, I think, in multiple works of H.P. Lovecraft, is probably like a shared universe, you know. But, you know, the monster is like this giant squid wing, you know. I don't even know how to even describe this monster, but, you know, the monster showed up in one of his earlier Pulp Fiction magazine, Weird Tales, in, I believe it was 1928, and the story of Call of Cthulhu. A lot of people said they didn't know about, you know, the Tulsa Massacre until after they saw it on Watchmen. And I'm one of the guys who probably learned it from the Hidden Colors documentary series, you know. And, of course, you hear, like, a few rappers who brought up Black Wall Street growing up. So, you know, it wasn't new to us, but it was just shocking to see it on something like on HBO and it's such a huge property as like Watchmen. So, you know, I wanted to see if HBO would do it again with Lovecraft Country, and they definitely did not disappoint. I can tell you that. Now, this show was developed back in May 2017. HBO announced that it gave a series order, and that, you know, Misha Green, Jordan Peele, J.J. Abrams, and Ben Stephenson will be, you know, producing the show, with Green serving as the show, just the series showrunner. Now, if you guys don't know Misha Green, I hope I'm saying her name right, but Misha Green, you know, she wrote and produced stuff like Underground, you know, that was a historical drama about slavery. You know, she also was a staff writer for Heroes and Sons of Anarchy, and I believe was a producer on the show Helix, you know. And, you know, when I first heard about this show, I was like, you know, what is this? You know, what kind of show is this going to be, you know? Because you get cautious, you know, especially when you hear a story that is written by a white author about black folks, you get cautious. You know, for me, I'm definitely cautious, you know. So, you know, names like Jordan Peele and Mr. Green probably was one thing that made me feel like, you know what, maybe I could give this production a try. And as well as the cast also got my attention. You know, you got Journey Smollett of, you know, who I grew up watching on Full House, and then she was also in the series Underground, seen in films like Tyler Perry's Temptations. You know, she played Lydia Letty Lewis. You know, she also was in the Birds of Prey movie that came out earlier this year. You have Jonathan Majors, you know, who played Atticus Freeman, and he's been, you know, pretty much getting around a lot lately from movies like White Boy Rick and, you know, Out the Blue, Last Black Man in San Francisco, Captive State, you know, The Five Bloods, which I really enjoyed him in. You also have Courtney B. Vance, who was playing George Freeman, the well-read uncle. You know, Michael K. Williams looked like he's going to be in this series as well. I've seen it in the trailer. Jamie Chung. You know, so it's like, there's a lot of people in this production. I was like, you know, this got my attention. This has my attention. And I saw the first episode yesterday, and, you know, I knew it was going to deal with, you know, the book, the 2016 dark fantasy horror novel by Matt Ruff, definitely explores the racism in the United States during the era of Jim Crow laws. You know, and the series don't hide from it. And, you know, part of me when I was watching it, it's like, am I going to be able to sit through this? Because I wasn't sure if the dark fantasy element was going to be just in the main character's head. And he was just, you know, relating, you know, the horror of H.P. Lovecraft novels to how racism was around that time. You know, because that's how it felt in the beginning. And I was like, oh, maybe this is just going to be a thing in his head. You know, but as the show kept going, it was like, oh, no, there's some legit horror fantasy stuff going on in the show. It's not just the racist, that's the horror of, you know, the racism isn't just horror. I mean, the horror isn't just racism, even though it plays a huge part. You know, it's funny how, you know, if you want to do a cheap horror movie, you know, you really don't need monsters. All you need is just a couple racists. You know, like, I'm over here thinking, like, maybe I should just do a horror movie about the Klan. Like, it's really very simple to do a horror story and with the horror is coming from racism. When the horror stems from racism, it's a lot easier to tell those stories. And it's still very scary. It's dreadful to watch, you know. But, you know, the first episode is called Sundown. And when I heard that, I was like, oh boy, let's see where this goes. Because, you know, Sundown is a reference to Sundown Towns. And they brush past it a little bit in the show, but for those who don't understand what Sundown Town is, Sundown Town is where towns were in America where black folks were not allowed to be there after the sun went down. If they caught you there after the sun went down, it basically became the purge, you know. And, you know, I've always thought about, like, what would that look like on screen, and, you know, I've wrote my own version of like, stories about what a Sundown Town would look like on screen, like my own little horror thriller, but they did it perfectly well in this first episode, you know. And there was a lot of things, you know, in this episode where it was, like, a lot of references, you know, like, and if you was, like, not within the culture, it probably would have went over your head, you know. Certain shots that were in it were just like, whoa, I've seen this somewhere before. Like, there were shots of, like, a whole bunch of people looking for work, which I've definitely seen so many times in history. But, you know, there was this one photo of, like, this mother and child, and she's, like, you know, she's fixing her daughter's dress, and they just, like, recreated the exact shots from these photos. I'm like, I gotta give Mr. Green her credit, her due, because she killed that first episode. As a director, as a creator, that episode, she did her thing, you know. In the opening of the show, you know, we did the opening monologue where in the beginning of the first sequence of Sundown, where it's a quote from the 1950 biopic of the Jackie Robinson story, you know. And, you know, I thought it was so interesting because, the monologue was talking about, you know, this is the story of a boy and his dream. And, you know, the narrator recounts our hero, you know, a.k.a. Tick, you know, Atticus, you know, and he's literally fighting a war in the first scene. And, you know, one minute we're watching, you know, World War II, then it goes into them fighting giant UFOs and a flying Chitolis. And it's like, oh, shit, this is something, you know. And, you know, in the middle of this war, here comes Jackie Robinson knocking out the monster. And I'm just like, wow. Now, this is something to watch. This is something to check out. Because I didn't see any of this coming. Not at all. Now, the book that we see Tick reading on a bus in Sundown is A Princess of Mars by Edgar Rice Burroughs. The book that pretty much gave him that dream sequence, you know. The guy who wrote Tarzan, matter of fact, you know, wrote The Princess of Mars, which is the installment of the first series. It's a series of sci-fi adventure novels, you know, series such as John Carter. You know, I don't know if y'all ever read John Carter. I never saw John Carter, the movie, the Disney movie that failed miserably, but I've heard of the novels, you know. They're also known as the Barsoom series, so, you know, I believe because it was like an alien land around there or whatever. I don't know the story precise. I'm not gonna act like it, but there was a alien that was from that novel that was referenced in the series. You know, in Tick's dream, he gets to greet a beautiful alien who descends from UFO, and that's basically a reference from the book, A Princess from Mars. You know, we also see Weird Tales in it. Weird Tales was the magazine that had the Pulp Fiction written by H.P. Lovecraft. You know, it was a popular magazine that ran from 1923 to 1954. And fueled much of geek culture for the first half of 20th century. You know, it published numerous works of H.P. Lovecraft. You know, also like Ray Bradbury. You know, it helped give the rise to the term weird fiction. And we'll still use today to describe the specific subgenre of cosmic horror infused with extraterrestrial dread that Lovecraft popularized, you know. Another thing that they showed in it was The Outsiders and Others, which was a book written by H.P. Lovecraft. You know, it was a collection of short stories, you know, and it was, you know, the first, you know, pretty much the first reference of Lovecraft on this show. And the book is very influential. You know, it contained most of his famous short stories, you know, especially the heavy hitters like The Horror at Red Hook or The Call of Cthulhu, you know. But many of these stories are home to Lovecraft's most direct racist metaphors and allegories. You know, which from what I've read, that he based a lot of his horrors on, you know, when it comes to the foreigners invading America and stuff like that, you know. And the image is blunt. To Lovecraft, to Tick, you know, they're both the outsider and the other, you know. And, you know, it's like the show is constantly reminding it of it when you look at the writings of H.P. Lovecraft and the racist belief of the era, you know. And I'm not sure if I'm pretty sure that Lovecraft had some racist belief. You know, I know he referenced, you know, one of his writings, 1912 poem on the creation of niggers. I don't know how to, you know, I didn't read it, I didn't hear it, but you know, the lessons said is better, you know what I mean. But, you know, Tick explained to George, you know, that you know, he memorized it so he could understand exactly what he was reading, you know. The show takes place at Arkham, Massachusetts, which is a fictional town in Massachusetts that Lovecraft invented and returned again and again in his fiction. So much to this day, many people think it's a real place, you know. But it's also the name of a small press that Lovecraft published many of his works, you know. But there's a scene in the show where they go visit Arkham, Massachusetts, and it's pretty much best known outside of Lovecraft's work as I think in the DC the Batman universe, they use that as, you know, Arkham Asylum and stuff like that. So, you know, it made its round in pop culture and geek culture, you know. One of the things I find interesting is the character of Uncle George is publishing his own version of the Green Book. Now, the Green Book in real life was a series of pamphlets that offered guidance to Black America living under Jim Crow. And pretty much we're trying to help Black Americans figure out, all right, this is how you travel from town to town. This is where these hotels you can visit, these restaurants you can visit. Stay away from this town, stay away from that town. You know, the pamphlets became widely known after the 2018 debut of the film, Green Book, which I was not a fan of. You know, if you want to look at it as just a movie, it's an entertaining movie. But if we talk about it historically, I was like, this movie is not on point at all. You know, it, like, first, you know, with the whole character of this, if the guy, I mean, it's a true story, so to speak, but, you know, they took too many liberties with that story. Way too many liberties, you know, from all the way from, you know, an Italian man teaching a Black man about James Brown and fried chicken, all the way down to, you know, to the man's personal life. I just felt like it was just, it's just another white savior biopic, you know what I mean? But, you know, it won the Oscar for that year, you know. But I always want to see more stuff about Green Book in media, and I appreciate that they used the time in the series to discuss the Green Book and, you know, pretty much show in a legit version of the use of the Green Book. Because I never felt like the Green Book showed a proper, you know, example of what the Green Book was for or how it was used during that time. So in the first episode, they visit a small town. Well, not just any small town, but a sundown town. And, you know, when I say they did it as how I've been imagining how things would be if you're Black in a sundown would be, they did it perfectly. Like, it was literally on point. And, You know, I'm watching this show and I'm just, like, HBO just be on point with this, you know, because when you talk about racism in the North, you know, in the sundown towns, you know, well, sometimes called sunset towns, you know, in the northern states, you know, black people were literally, well, unofficially forbidden to be there after dark, you know what I mean? And, you know, I don't want to spoil all the stuff that happened in the series because there's a couple of stuff that happened within the characters in this episode, you know, whether it was their family and especially with the character Lydia and her, you know, the issue that she had with her family and stuff like that. You know, I don't want to spoil it too much, but, you know, the highlights of the episode is, you know, especially it's the sundown parts, you know, and there's this one scene where they have this voiceover from James Baldwin where he was debating William F. Buckley. Back in 1965, you know, he was invited, James Baldwin was invited to Cambridge University to debate the question, is the American dream at the expense of the American Negro? And they used that speech, you know, it was later titled The American Dream and American Negro, but, you know, in the sundown episode, there was an audio excerpt from that speech where it was overlaid with the montage of, you know, the group's road trip, you know, while they encountered a slice of Americana, you know, which is overshadowed by so much segregation under Jim Crow, you know. And, you know, there's a lot of other references in the show, in this episode, I should say, that, you know, where they talk about, you know, when Georges bring up the Shuggoth, which is another Lovecraft monster, you know, there's a lot of monsters in this, you know, so, like, you definitely want to do some research on Lovecraft writing as you watch this show, because there's so much references, you know what I mean? There was a scene where Tig knows after George recited, the children of the night, what music they make. You know, that's a very famous quote from Bram Stoker's 1897 vampire novel, Dracula. You know, the vampire inspired our crew to use lights to drive away the monster that attacked him in the woods later on in the show. But, you know, I am interested in where this show is going to go. I like it. I am. So anything with black folks in horror, I'm all the way in. You know, you don't have to convince me too much when it comes to, you know, sci-fi and black folks, you know, when black folks and sci-fi, I'm there, I'm in it, you know, say no more, you know, and I'm curious to see where the show goes, you know, and at first I was cautious, you know, especially with the heaviness of racism all throughout this show, but I see where they're going and I am for it. So definitely check out Lovecraft Country on HBO, you know, definitely check out the book. I probably have it in the link in the description on Amazon. But I enjoy it. I think it's worth checking out. And, you know, this we'll do more podcasts like this for Geeks in the Trap. Because originally I was going to just make Geeks from the Trap, but just a random spinoff blog. But then, you know, people are like, hey, man, you should just also add it to one of your podcasts because you got so many podcasts already. Why not? You know, so, you know, why not? So until next time, much love, God bless, two beats and chicken grease. I'll see you later.